hear the bells ring and they're singing that Christ will be born again. Hear the bells ring and they're singing Christ is risen from the dead. The angel up on the tombstone said he is risen just like he said. Quickly now, don't tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen, hallelujah, he's risen, hallelujah, he's risen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hear the bells ring and they're singing that we can be born again. Hear the bells ring and they're singing, Christ is risen from the dead.
Hallelujah!
The angel up on the tombstone said, he is risen just like he said. Quickly now, go tell the disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. 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 We only get to do that song once a year, so we're going to make the best of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Every day is Resurrection Day. Amen. New life in Jesus. Born again. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Amen. What happens? The old thing has gone away. Amen. All things have become new. Hallelujah. New life. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy today. Thank you for coming this morning. Hallelujah. I look forward to this. How many look forward to coming and gathering? Amen. Lord, you're so good to us. We appreciate you. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. For this is the day that you have made. Lord, you're the God who's given life and breath to all of us, in whom we live and move and have our being. Have your way, Lord God, today. Hallelujah. In us, Lord. Lord, we want to be changed. We want to become like you. Lord, do what you need to do in me. Do what you need to do in us to make us ready, to make your bride holy. Lord, to make us pure for you, Lord. Cleansed, washed, hallelujah, sanctified, set apart, Lord. Justified freely through the grace that is in you and you alone. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Lord, we look to you today. Hallelujah. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the forerunner who has gone before us into heaven itself. And you ever live to make intercession on behalf of us, your people, the saints. Lord, we thank you for life in you. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the cross and for the price that you paid, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that you rose victorious on the third day. Hallelujah. You are exalted far above all gods and all names. Hallelujah. Given that name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those things in heaven, those things on earth and under the earth. Amen. Every tongue will confess Jesus Christ to the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I thought I was finished. I guess we're not yet. So. Hallelujah. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. And every eye will see the coming of the King. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, and every eye will see the coming of the King. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, and every eye will see the coming of the King. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, every knee will bow, what? Every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, and every eye will see the coming of the King. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah! Let God arise, 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 let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered, and let the righteous be glad. And yes, let them rejoice with gladness. God has triumphed mightily. Hey! Let God arise. Let God arise. Jesus! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can hear the footsteps of the demons running out of here. Hallelujah. We declare this place a demon-free zone. Hallelujah. Every enemy will bow. Hallelujah. All your enemies, Lord, will bow down and declare that you are Lord. Jesus is Lord. We declare with our mouth what we believe in our hearts. Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's say that. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. We declare you Lord over this meeting today, Lord. Captivate our hearts. Draw us in, Lord. Teach us. Lead us in your ways, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you, it shall what? Give life to your mortal body. That same Spirit, by that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God wants his people to break out of the shell. Amen. He didn't call us to be turtles. Get your head out. Amen. Don't read into that. But we need to shine for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody else is coming out of the closet. Where are the Christians at? Amen. We need to come out of the closet. Now, there's a time in the closet. Amen. And there's a time to be out. Amen. And about. And hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. You survived another week. Amen. Some of you, I know we've all been dealing with a lot of the sniffles and whatever else has been going on. Some of it's beyond sniffles, huh? But we believe today that God is the healer. Amen. So if you need healing today, would you just stand up? Just stand up if you need healing today. Look at that. Okay. All right. Just stand up for Jesus. Amen. And believe. Hallelujah. So those of you who are around them, I want you just to reach out. I want you to pray for them right now and believe. All right? Hallelujah. Father, we pray a resurrection of every heart and life here today. Revival fire. Breathe new life, Lord, into your people. Refreshing from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for the work that you're doing even now in hearts and lives here. Sovereign Lord, have your way. Be glorified, Lord. It's all about you. You deserve the glory. You deserve it, Lord. You paid the highest price for us. You deserve the glory. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment. Hope in all I do. Jesus. You're the center of my joy. My joy comes from you. You are my joy. My exceeding joy. Hallelujah. God, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your great mercy. Our God is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's alive. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. How many are a living testimony of that today? Christ is risen in you. He is our hope of glory. Hallelujah. You know, throughout history, many attempts have been made to stamp out Christianity. However, nobody has been able to stop the advancement of the kingdom of God or the claims of the resurrection. Nobody's been able to silence the multitudes of people whose lives have been forever transformed by our Lord. Amen. The resurrected Savior. If we are in Christ today, then we will bear the fruits of Christ. And our lives are proof that Jesus is alive. I don't need scientific evidence. I'm walking evidence of the reality that Jesus Christ is alive. He's risen. And he lives in me. But our lives are to be proof, aren't they? You know, if the Lord hadn't risen, of course, we would all still be stuck, wouldn't we? We'd still be in our sins. There'd be no hope. 1 Corinthians 15:17. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. You think about the sacrifices, especially the early fathers that they paid, these disciples. 11 out of the 12 were martyred. You think about Paul and what he endured for the gospel. What motivated him? How could he continue to go on? Well, he was motivated by the love of Christ that dwelt within him. He said, by the grace of God, I am who I am. Amen? He knew it was the grace of God working in him. God gives us his motivation, his desire. How many have a new desire today? How many have a new normal today? What used to be normal is now abnormal. And you're not going to get it until your eyes are opened, amen, until you see by the Spirit of God, by the revelation that comes through the indwelling Holy Spirit, you're not going to understand these things. But if you're in Christ, amen, if you've been born of his Spirit, then the eyes of your heart will be opened. And then you'll begin to understand What seemed so odd at one time, so strange, has now become my normal. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. So basically, if there's no resurrection, there's no eternal life. If there's no eternal life, then there's no hope beyond this present world. But the resurrection of the Lord proves that Jesus is the Son of God, that he's God in the flesh, and that he's won the victory over death. In Romans 1:3, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Declared to be the Son of God by what? The resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. Because if Jesus hadn't risen, none of us would have any hope. He would have been just like any other man. Amen. Muhammad, Buddha, they didn't rise from the grave, right? If Jesus had not been raised, our faith would be futile. We might as well eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And that's the thinking of the world. They don't understand the eternal consequences of our choices we make in this life. How many know the choices you make now in this world matter in eternity? But now Christ is risen and has become the first fruits. In other words, Jesus is the first fruits, right, of our resurrection. What does it mean? In the Old Testament, the offering of first fruits brought one sheaf of grain from the field to represent and anticipate the rest of the harvest. So the resurrection of Jesus represents and anticipates our resurrection because we will be raised with a body like his. The Feast of First Fruits was observed on the day after the Sabbath following the Passover. Jesus is our Passover lamb. Amen. He rose from the dead on the exact day of the Feast of First Fruits. Again, they would take their sheaves. Amen. The offering back to God of the first fruits of their labors. Amen. Which represents the Lord, basically, who made the investment, the deposit, guaranteeing that we also will be raised to life in him. He is the first fruits. The resurrection of Jesus is also the first fruits of our resurrection in the sense that he is our entrance fee to resurrection. In other words, Jesus paid our admission to the resurrection. And we know that it was by man that death first came into the world through the transgression of Adam. And through his sin, death came upon all humanity. So what did God do? God sent his Son into the world as a man in order to undo the work of the first man, Adam. It was also by the man Christ Jesus that there came the resurrection of the dead. So Adam and Christ are presented as federal heads. This means that they acted for other people. So all who are related to them are affected by their actions. All of us naturally were born in Adam, and therefore we were affected by his transgression, by his actions. Are you hearing it? So if you're still in Adam today, you're still in death. But if you're in Christ Jesus, you have passed from death into life. So all who are in Adam will die, but all who are in Christ will be part of the resurrection of the just because they are children of the resurrection. You and I, if we are in Christ today, we are children of the resurrection. Romans 8:11, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So only those who are born of the Spirit of Christ will be raised to eternal life. That is why Jesus said you must be what? Born again. The resurrection is essential, not only to the life to come, but our present life. All right? To living a new life now, walking in new life by the resurrection Christ who dwells within us. Are you hearing me? The power of God, the power of the resurrection, amen, dwells in us. That same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, quickens us, gives life to our mortal bodies. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope." A living hope. Not just wishful thinking, but a living hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hope means a confident expectancy. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we have a confident expectancy that we too shall live with him now and forever. So the resurrection of our Lord was proof that God the Father approved the sacrifice of Jesus on our behalf. Hebrews 9:12 says, "With his own blood, he," speaking of Jesus, "entered the most holy place, once for all, having obtained eternal salvation." You see in the types and the shadows of the old covenant of the sacrificial system, the priesthood, Jesus fulfilled all of that. He became that lamb. Amen. That sacrifice once and for all. Amen. And even as the high priest once a year would take the blood of the sacrifice. Amen. Behind that veil, about 6 inches thick, this veil. Amen. And he would sprinkle that blood upon that mercy seat within that veil. Amen. On behalf of himself and also of the people. Amen. So our Lord Jesus Christ, who was without sin, but was also our sacrifice and our advocate with the Father and our high priest. Come on. He took his own blood into heaven itself. Amen. And he sprinkled it on the mercy seat there on behalf of you and I, which speaks better things than that of Abel. Abel's blood cried out for vengeance. The blood of Christ cries out for mercy. God wants us to be free. Free from condemnation, free from guilt, free from shame, free from the power of sin. Jesus Christ has overcome. Amen. All of that for us has becoming the last Adam. The sinless one who fulfilled all righteousness. Amen. And qualified to be our sacrifice. And death could not hold him down. Amen?
Amen.
He is the resurrected Christ, the Savior. Hallelujah. Whoever lives to make intercession for us, he represents us to the Father. Now we can come with boldness before the throne of grace. Amen. And make our petitions known because we have an advocate. And we have a high priest representing us. We can call on the name of the Lord and be free, be delivered. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, I thank you so much for all you've done for me, for your mercy, for your grace. Lord, for giving life to us. Thank you for dying in my place. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That you are the only way to the Father. You are the only salvation. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus died to save sinners. He died for us. But he rose victorious. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus spread his arms on that cross and he took his last breath, he said, "It is finished." The work of redemption. Our salvation was secure. All of the benefits of his blood. Yes, healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. And when he took that last breath, it says that veil in the temple was what? Rent. It was torn from diagonally, some say, from top to bottom. Meaning what? The way into the holiest has been opened. Hallelujah. Do you understand? No longer does a lamb need to be slain to cover my sin. Amen. For once and for all, Jesus had paid the price that we could not pay. Because we owed a debt we couldn't pay. Took our place. That's mercy. That's amazing grace. Hallelujah. None of us deserve what Jesus did. We're debtors of love. What's our reasonable service today? Give us our lives back to Him. Offer our bodies back to Him as a living sacrifice. To live the rest of our lives for Him and for His glory. Hallelujah. For God has highly exalted Him and given Him the name above every name. Jesus said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Amen. Go therefore, what? And preach the gospel, right, of the kingdom into all the world as a witness. Amen. Hallelujah. What does that mean? That means you and I have been authorized, amen, by Him to go in His name, to represent Him by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, teach them that come after you, he's talking to His disciples, to observe a few things. All things that I taught you. We look at Jesus' life, we look at the disciples and say, well, what did Jesus teach them? What did they do? Well, you and I are supposed to be doing what Jesus did. Amen. We're supposed to be doing what the apostles did because we're supposed to learn from their example and follow the example of those who faith and patience inherit the promises. They've gone before us. They've left us an example. Amen. And the good news is that this is something that we can't do apart from Him. This is something we can't do in our own wisdom, our own willpower, our own strength. Come on. We're totally dependent upon the Holy Spirit to empower us, to enable us to live the life that is impossible to live apart from Him, but possible through Him. For we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So take up your cross. Follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. And don't be ashamed to say that you know Him. Count the cost. Take up your cross. Follow Him. He hasn't left us as orphans. He has given to us His Holy Spirit to empower us. Amen. Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. He will empower you to do what naturally is impossible to do. You see, some people are trying to serve God in their human wisdom, their human ability, in their willpower. It's impossible. We rely upon the grace of God. Amen. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Come on. If we got any boasting to do in here today about anything that God does through our lives, we give it the glory to Jesus. Amen. Because it's of Him and it's for Him. Because apart from Him, we can do nothing. So Lord wants His church to rise up in the authority that He's given to us. Amen. And He wants us to be His expression here in this world. Hallelujah. Walking in the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that the Lord is there for us? That we can call upon Him anytime. Hallelujah. I believe God answers prayer. I believe, amen, because Jesus is risen. He's alive. He's our great high priest. He's our advocate. He's there. Amen. And God wants to show up. Amen. God wants to heal. God wants to deliver. God wants to save. Amen. So when we petition our Father in agreement with the will of God, that is a prayer that He will answer. But He's looking for someone who will cooperate with Him in this and obey the instruction that He gives us by His Spirit within us. So when we're prompted by the Spirit of God in our faith to do something and we step out in obedience to the voice of God, God always confirms His word. He doesn't confirm our word. He confirms His word. So if He gives you a word, it's a good word. Amen? God's word is forever settled in heaven. What He has promised, He will do. He makes available to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Come on. Everything we need is freely given to how much? He's an extravagant God. He lavishes grace. He baptizes. He immerses us in His presence so that we're able to do
everything.
All things according to His will.
Amen.
Yeah. Isn't that true? I'm still blown away by the fact that God can use me. You know? Because I know who I am without Him. I knew who I was. And I'm still blown away today. I'm just grateful. I'm just happy that I can be a part. Lord, let me serve. Where can I serve? What can I do for You? He did everything for us. We need to be asking the question, Lord, what can I do for You now? How can I love You back? That's worship. How do we love God back? Let's give Him our bodies. Give Him our lives. Amen. Live the rest of your life with purpose. Don't waste your life. It is a gift. And how many know that timeline is getting shorter all the time? You know, they call it the dash between the dates, you know. You go look on a gravestone, all you see is a little dash, right? But there's a whole life in there. But what we need to do is understand that we have but a few moments here in this world. Everything is momentary. It's temporal. Come on. You need to invest your life in eternity. What you give away, you don't lose if it's in the Lord. You try to hoard your life, you lose it. You give your life away for Jesus, amen, you'll find it in Him. You'll find an abundant, overflowing life, a superior quality, superior quantity of life in the Lord as we look away from self, turn away from self, deny self, amen, and connect to Jesus. And say, Lord, what are we going to do today? Not what am I going to do, but Lord, what are we going to do today? Doing life together with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, amen,
amen,
then you have life.
Yes.
Then you have nothing to fear. Come on. We have nothing to fear. God wants us to let it go and just trust Him. How many were, remember the first time you swam? Or do you still don't know how to swim? I don't know, but. Or the first time you sank? I don't know, but. Have you ever stood on the side of a pool and maybe your dad was there or somebody that was bigger than you that you could trust? And what did they tell you? Go ahead, jump in, I'll catch you. Amen. Well, if we don't trust them, you're not going to jump in. Amen? But faith says, I believe, I trust the Lord with my life. How many know that God can do better with my life than I can with it?
Amen?
Much better. And so we need to trust Him with our life and know that His plan is superior to ours. It's better than my idea. He's smarter than we are. He knows better. He manufactured us. Can we trust Him? Let's give ourselves completely to the Lord. We have but a window of opportunity. We are praying, Lord, bring the harvest in America. Wake up America. Save, heal, deliver. Amen. And we believe, amen, that God is hearing our prayers. There's a movement of God's Spirit throughout this nation. Amen. And we're praying, Lord, bring that revival. Bring that awakening to the Northwest. Lord, release your Spirit here in the Northwest. Let the eyes of the blind be opened. Let them know, Lord, that they need you. We're praying, Sovereign Lord, you move upon our people. Move upon your church. Awaken your church. Hallelujah. We will turn away from our ways to follow in your ways. Father, I thank you today that you have saved us. In your mercy, you gave us your Son as an offering to pay our debt. Lord, we're asking today for the grace we need, the strength we need, the help we need to be able to live the life that would honor you. Lord, we want to hear you say in that day, well done, my good and faithful servant. We want to hear you say, welcome, enter in to the joy of the Lord. Ah, your Lord. My God, I pray that you will raise up this generation. Raise up your people. Raise up your church. Lord God, we pray for revival fire. We pray for a great awakening in America. Hallelujah, from coast to coast in every city, town, and hamlet. God, we're praying that you would move mightily in your Spirit. We pray that you would crush your enemies, Lord God. That you would liberate captives. That you would open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. We pray, Lord God, that those who are bound will be released from prison. Lord, we ask a releasing of your anointing, Father. That breaker anointing that will crush the enemy. In our lives, in our families, in our communities. Lord, release your Spirit, we pray, in Shelton, Washington. Let heaven come down. Let the glory of God from heaven come down in this city and awaken all those who slumber, all those who are asleep. Lord, shake up, wake up your people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say, let God arise. And his enemies be scattered. Drive them away, Lord. Drive them away. Hallelujah. And may your name be glorified in your saints, your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you crush that spirit of pharmakia, that spirit of drug addiction. Lord, we pray that you crush that spirit of poverty and hopelessness. Hallelujah. Crush that spirit of sexual perversion. In the name of Jesus, crush that spirit, Lord, of witchcraft, of rebellion, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For you are victorious, you have risen, and you are Lord over all, and you have the name above all names. And so we invoke your divine influence here, Lord, in our Jerusalem, in our Shelton, in our Mason County, Father, in the Northwest. Lord, arrest those rebels that are running the show here in this state. And bring them to their knees in repentance. We pray that you will save them, Lord. Have mercy on them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. But God, we're praying for a great harvest. Bring them in, Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, strengthen your church. Strengthen your people, Lord God, with might in the inner man by your Spirit. Lord, grant us the strength we need, hallelujah, that we can stand up and fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, hallelujah. For you are our eternal life. You are our life. You are the life-giving Spirit, Lord. And we look to you, Jesus, this morning, God. Hallelujah, that you will intervene in every life here, every situation here, that you will break every chain of addiction here this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you'd rise up and strike down your enemies. We pray that you would drive them out of the house. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, we reject you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We command you, go in the name of Jesus. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, come and fill us up. Come, Lord. Would you say, come, Lord, and fill me up. Come, Holy Spirit. I need you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, praise Him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every eye will see the coming of the King, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every eye will see the coming of the King. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to our God who reigns. Glory to the King of heaven who defeated death and grave. To the one who reigns forever. Glory to our God who reigns. Glory to the King of heaven who defeated death and grave. To the one who reigns forever. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to our God who reigns. Glory to the King of heaven who defeated death and grave. To the one who reigns forever. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Forevermore. Glory to the Lamb of God. He is risen indeed. Walk, live, abide in Him who is the resurrection and the life. Amen. God bless you all.